WPHM. More Blue Water Newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHM.
Alrighty, a very chilly start to this Thursday. We'll take a closer look at the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. It is the political season, Election Day about a week and a half away. We just talked with Dan Lowers a little bit ago, and joining us right now is Democratic candidate for the 25th District Senate seat, Debbie Burgoya. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. For people who don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have been a substitute teacher for East China Schools. I was the chairperson for St. Clair County Library Millage, and I currently serve as an elected official to the Board of Trustees for SC4. My term ends in December, so I'm not abandoning ship or anything like that.
What made you decide to run for Senate?
I felt that I could do a lot more for all Michigan education as a senator than just education for SC4.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do to improve education in Michigan? How can you do that at the Senate level?
Well, one thing is, I know the schools have been underfunded for quite some time. Only recently have they returned to their funding levels that they had in 2008. So it's been 10 years of basically starving our school districts. So funding is one step, but there's a lot more that needs to happen.
We hear a lot about the need for more funding, but what? What do we need to do with those funds? Do we need more teachers? Do we need to better pay for teachers? Do we need better facilities? What do we need more money for?
Yes, all of the above. The thing is, you know, when they haven't had any funding in 10 years, I mean, think about how many times you've replaced your cell phone in 10 years, right? So they've been starved of their technology and their infrastructure, too. I know, you know, Marine City High School has got, like, heating and cooling problems. That's one school out of the whole Thumb area district. So just to give you a little snapshot of what they've had to deal with.
In addition to funding, what else needs to be done to improve schools and improve test scores, for example, to, you know, have better outcome for our students?
Well, geez, where to start? It's a big, big topic, okay? So one thing is I really believe we need to stop draining school funds to charter schools and certainly to for-profit schools. You know, an online school gets the same per-student funding that a brick-and-mortar school does, only they don't have to provide anything for the student, not the computer, not the internet, service, nothing, chair, nothing. So that's one thing. The other thing about testing and so on, when the schools are cut their funding so deeply, they don't, they're not allowed to hire parapros or things like that that can help students that need extra help. So that's kind of where we're at with funding alone.
Let's talk about some of the other topics, too, besides education. That's obviously a huge one for you. But there are so many other issues going on in Lansing, including auto insurance rates, which are sky high. How can the state legislature get those auto insurance rates down?
Another tricky issue, right? But here's the thing. One of the problems with auto insurance is that it's what has been proposed is you get to choose what coverage you're going to have, which is great until you need the coverage. So that's the problem about, you know, nobody plans to have an accident,
right?
And you certainly don't plan to have a catastrophic accident. So since auto insurance is also very much tied to health insurance too, because who's taking care of you after that catastrophic accident? And so it's tricky because in Michigan, we have high rates because we have unlimited coverage, but we also don't really want to lose that unlimited coverage. And so what has been done in other states, they have lost that unlimited
right.
coverage. So it's a real fine line to work that out. And there's a lot more moving parts to the insurance, like things that we don't know about the insurance industry that we don't require in Michigan that other states do. So again, a place that needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Right. As do the roads. I mean, one of the reasons that, you know, we're filing insurance claims is because of our crumbling infrastructure. What do we need to do to improve the roads in Michigan? How are we going to find the money to do that?
Well, one of our legislators has discussed looking for additional monies and waste within the Department of Transportation itself. So I certainly support that plan. I do not support when the voters say clearly at the polls that they did not want to pay additional gas tax and they did not want to pay additional fees. And our legislature said, too bad, you're doing all that anyway. And here we are with still roads that are a mess. So I think that there's a lot going on in Lansing where funds have been kind of shifted, let's just say, and not properly appropriated. So I think that that's something that requires a very close look.
Debbie Burgoyne, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. When voters are electing a state senator, a new state senator in the 25th district, because Phil Pavlov is term limited, why should they vote for Debbie Burgoyne for state senate?
I believe that Michigan should implement ideas that work for everyday people and not work for special interests. And I am very interested in the lives of the people of the 25th district.
Debbie, thanks again for your time. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.